This is Dakota Datebook for September 27th. Andy Rooney of 60 Minutes fame was a Stars and Stripes war correspondent during World War II. In this capacity, Rooney became good friends with native North Dakotan Raymond Check. Captain Check was a B-17 bomber pilot and was well-liked by everyone who knew him. Check flew during a time of the war when a bomber tour was 25 missions. And in that many missions, the odds of being killed, wounded, or shot down were high. Check had flown 24 missions and was due to complete his 25th on June 26th, 1943. On the following day, June 27th, Raymond was to marry his sweetheart, an American Army nurse. Check's 25th mission was considered an easy milk run, a shallow penetration raid into France. The mission was considered so casual that fighter support wasn't provided. Check's original squadron commander, Lieutenant Colonel James Wilson, had come in to fly his last mission with him, with Check's close friend and regular co-pilot, Lieutenant William Cassidy, moving to the waist gunner position. On the final seconds of the bomb run, several German fighters dived unseen out of the sun, made one pass through the formation of bombers, and were gone. Check was struck by a cannon shell and was instantly killed. A fire started in the cockpit, and Wilson tried to beat it out with his hands and received serious burns. Badly burned, he tried to control the plane until Lieutenant Cassidy could come forward and take over. Cassidy was horrified to see Check dead in the pilot's seat. In Andy Rooney's book, My War, Rooney relates the rest of the story, which he didn't find out until 60 years later. Cassidy knew that Check's intended bride would be waiting at the end of the runway for their return. Cassidy made the decision to land against the traffic pattern, downwind, so they'd end up on the other end of the airfield, far from the eyes of Raymond's fiancée. Rooney would write, "Happy endings were rare at the air stations of England." This would have been Raymond Check's 101st birthday. He was born at Granville, North Dakota, on this date in 1917. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Scott Nelson. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.